Hi, welcome back to the Climb Your Mountain email series, day 5, Minding the Fence. All throughout our hike, we'll encounter fences. Most of them look flimsy as they are only put up over the summer. They are supposed to keep the cattle in their grazing pastures and not have them roam all over. Those fences consist of little more than some plastic stalks with electric wire stretched between them. The cattle is kept in pasture because they've learned that coming in contact with that wire will give them a small but unpleasant electric shock. We, on the other hand, can often easily pass over and under those fences. Oftentimes, farmers have even constructed steps or a gate that allow us to easily bypass the electric shock and step into or out of the pasture, crossing a boundary. Very occasionally, we come upon fences that are meant to keep us humans from falling off a cliff or stumble down a mountain. Mostly, though, the boundaries we absolutely need to mind, the critical ones, are the ones beyond which potentially deadly dangers lie. They are not actual fences, but rather natural boundaries, like steep drops, huge boulders, raging mountain streams, and the like. From a distance, it can seem like nothing serious lies beyond them, but upon coming closer, it is clear these are boundaries that need to be respected. We're also bound by our own capabilities, by our own abilities. We have to know when we're about to do something that goes beyond our capabilities. This too can be potentially dangerous. So there are two kinds of boundaries we have to be mindful of while moving through mountains or anywhere else in nature. Visible boundaries, like fences and steep drops, and invisible boundaries, like our ability, our fitness. Being aware of and honoring those boundaries will help you stay safe while out in nature. When it comes to your core values and using them as the foundation for living a more balanced life, as a tool to help you climb your mountain with ease, you have to be able to guard them and yourself against people trampling all over them. You have to be able to set clear boundaries, to erect a fence around them. Remember when I said that your core values are supposed to be really solid fence posts? And how, when those fence posts aren't put in the ground solidly, it can be real easy to push over the fence, to let people push us around. When the posts are planted solidly, the fence will be strong, and the boundaries they protect won't be easily crossed. When, however, the posts are wobbly, they are little more than the electric fence that keep the cows in their meadows, easy to go over and under, and not enough to keep people out. So to intentionally live your values, it is very important that you can set strong boundaries. Unfortunately, though your values may be metaphorical fence posts, they are not an actual physical fence. Imagine how much easier life could be if people could clearly see what your boundaries are. As you start living your values, the values that you discovered in the past couple of days, in the beginning, you'll have to pay close attention to them and the boundaries that support them. When you forget to pay attention, before you know it, you'll be slipping back into the very behaviors and habits you want to leave behind. Having and maintaining boundaries is crucial to living your values, just like it is crucial to creating more time and space for yourself and living a more balanced life. Having poor or no boundaries allows people to continually invade your personal space, not take you and your feelings into account, and basically trample all over you and your values. This can eventually lead to anger, resentment, and frustration within you, sometimes without you being aware of why you feel the way you do. Healthy and strong boundaries, on the other hand, help keep you mentally and emotionally stable. Like having strong values, your boundaries help you make decisions on what's best for you and not just for others. Let me give you some examples. So in a professional relationship, for example, keeping one's personal and professional lives separate can be a really good thing. As a leader in your professional capacity, you're not responsible for every aspect of an employee's life. In a friendship, when in the middle of packing for a long trip, a friend unexpectedly arrives to catch up, you might not want them to stay for too long because you won't be ready in time for when you have to leave. Or you may not want to ever lend friends money because you believe that too easily leads to ruined friendships. Or in a romantic relationship, you may not want to spend every spare minute with your partner. Instead, you want to also have time for your own friends and hobbies. So how do you create clear boundaries? Today's assignment is all about setting boundaries and practicing setting boundaries. Examine the existing boundaries in all areas of your life, but especially when they relate to your core values. Where do you need to establish clearer boundaries, and how can you communicate those boundaries? To help you, let me give you a couple of reminders. Setting boundaries is not to change other people's behavior. It is to assert your needs. You can't control how other people will respond to your boundaries. Set them respectfully and respect yourself for keeping them. You're allowed to change your boundaries over time and across contexts. Boundaries that are in place for people outside of your family, for example, may not apply within your family. You're allowed to tell people what you are and aren't capable of giving, and you're also allowed to have boundaries that look different from other people's boundaries. They are, after all, your boundaries. And you're allowed to have needs that look different from other people's needs. So keep those reminders in mind when you ask yourself, where do I need to establish clearer boundaries, and how can I communicate those boundaries? The second part of the assignment, the part that is about connecting with nature, is this. How do you see animals clearly state their boundaries? We can learn from watching animals state their boundaries. If you've ever seen a cow protect her young, you know she's really good at setting boundaries. If you've ever seen a cat hiss at a dog, you know it is good at setting boundaries. There's ample examples in the animal world where you see an animal setting boundaries. Now, what can you learn from them? When you go for a daily walk, or when you have pets, pay attention to them. Pay attention to what you see happening with the animals around you. Are they setting boundaries? How are they doing that? How are they communicating them? And what can you learn from them? That's it for today. We'll meet again tomorrow. For now, have fun and bye.